Lieutenant Governor of Texas David Dewhurst has toured some of the areas near the Louisiana border that were affected by Hurricane Rita, and he joins us now. Lieutenant Governor, good to talk to you again.
Michelle, a pleasure. Thank you.
Beaumont and Port Arthur are the largest cities that were directly in the path of Hurricane Katrina, and we've heard quite a bit about both those cities, but there are also several smaller and mid-sized towns in this region. How have they fared?
Well, yesterday, I was in a helicopter throughout the entire area. East Texas went over and visited a number of different shelters in some of the cities. As I traveled through East Texas yesterday, we saw mile after mile after mile, thousands of acres of timber that were just sheared off at the top, homes that had trees that just split them in half, garages knocked out, roofs knocked out, cars hit by trees, power lines down. In Beaumont and Port Arthur, almost ghost towns. No electricity, no potable water, and still some flooding in the streets south of Port Arthur near Sabine Pass. So it's a really hard-hit area.
Now, Lieutenant Governor, you mentioned the shelters. Despite the best of planning, many of the shelters were set up on the fly as the hurricane shifted east. And I'm wondering if you're having a hard time actually getting resources to the shelters, the showers and food and that kind of thing, because the Red Cross is so overextended at this point, and many of the volunteers and Texas organizations were already working with Katrina evacuees.
Well, that's true. We had 375,000 people unexpectedly come over from New Orleans to Texas, and obviously that was a strain on our infrastructure. So as Rita came in, and we first thought it was going to hit Corpus Christi, then Galveston, and in Houston, we were establishing shelters for the evacuees. I'll give you an example. Lufkin, Texas, the population of that city is 30,000 people. 70,000 evacuees passed through Lufkin. 20,000 stayed there on Friday night and Saturday, almost doubling the population. Now, a lot of those people have gone back to their homes in Houston, but they still have 4,500 from Port Arthur. And they may have to be there for a week or two until electricity is turned back on. So that's what we're working on right now.
So can the state afford to continue to be so generous with the Hurricane Katrina evacuees while also trying to take care of those who were displaced by Hurricane Rita? Well, you have to make some hard choices.
Right now we're able to do both, but it's tough on resources, and that's our obligation. Our obligation is to take care of people, and so we're going to put people first and worry about the financial repercussions later. Now, we know that a lot of folks are going to stay here in Texas who came over from Katrina, and we know that's going to increase our Medicaid cost and our public school cost, but we don't have an option on that. These are good folks. They're here in Texas, and we've got to take care of them. At the same time, we've got to take care of our long-time Texas residents. That's what we have to do. We've got to protect our citizens. That's our first and most important job.
You know, much of what you're talking about, though, I guess would be anticipated problems at the shelter and with electricity. Is there anything that's unanticipated, any surprises in this and challenges that you're dealing with right now?
I think the surge of traffic coming out of Houston and the Gulf Coast area on Wednesday night and Thursday was higher than we anticipated. We're going to look at pre-positioning supplies and fuel in the future. It's one of the things that I'm interested in working with Governor Perry and our Emergency Operations Center to look at if and when we have future natural disasters and, God forbid, a terrorist attack.
Lieutenant Governor, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Michelle. I enjoyed to be on your show.
David Dewhurst is the Lieutenant Governor of Texas.